You're listening to the Evoli Show, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And today's theme is, what is it?
We generally do our days based on whatever the national day of the week is. And today's national day is the day of numeracy, but it's also the international day of Virac, I think. Or Visak.
Visak.
Well, yeah, it's like a Buddhist national holiday.
The day
when Buddha was born, the day when Buddha reached Nirvana, and it's also the day that he died. So, he was reincarnated. So, but it also matches the moon. Tonight is one day away from the full moon, which is tomorrow. They call it the flower moon because it's May. It's the first big moon in May. So, and in May is kind of the month of flowers. Yesterday was the day of bees, but we're going to stick with moon and numbers. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So, starting off with this song.
The police walking on the moon.
Giant steps
Doing, doing.
Did you know that the very first time when they walked on the moon was in 1969? That was a year before I was born, and they haven't walked on the moon since. Kind of crazy, but they're kind of getting there now. They're getting to a place where they're getting ready to have another person walk on the moon again.
Cool. And the guy who walked on the moon was something Armstrong, right?
Yep. There's three people: Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and I can't think of the other person. But anyway, I think it was only two
walked
on the moon, and while one person stayed in the vehicle, just in case something went wrong.
And why? Did they only go on the moon once, and they go on Mars so often?
Well, they haven't walked on. There's no human that's walked on Mars yet, because it's so far away. It takes years to get something from here to there, traveling as fast as it can, that we can currently go. So they've been sending Mars rovers, machines that kind of cruise around.
Yeah, but why have they sent a lot of those to Mars and hardly any of them to the moon?
Well, they've sent lots to the moon, too. And as a matter of fact, they're doing that again right now.
Yeah, but they're sending a lot to Mars because they want to figure out if those people can live there.
Yeah, they got to have an idea of what it's like.
How long does it take to get to the moon, even?
The moon?
A year?
Good question. How long is the flight to the moon? 3 days.
3 days.
You know how long it takes to get to Mars?
I want to know.
Mars is 34 months. Three years. So you'd be 3 years older, you have three birthdays in a spaceship before you get to touch any kind of ground again.
Think of how much food you'd need to pack.
Yeah, and it's kind of part of the problem, right? So all this stuff, they'd have to put it into a rocket to fly somebody out there.
And if they wanted to live there, then think of how much of their food they would need.
Yeah. I think they would probably have to send rockets ahead of them.
Just full with food.
And all the stuff they need to build buildings and everything else.
Yeah.
And have it all land on there with parachutes or whatever. And then they would send a human. But still, it's really tricky.
If you went to Mars and you came back, it would take six years. Your home for 6 years. Yeah.
I think someone might miss you by then. And I think you probably miss a lot of things.
I would be homesick.
Totally. Me too. What would you miss the most? Don't include your mom or your dad.
My cat and my dog.
Fair enough. Huh?
But yes, I would include my mom and my dad if I could, and also my best friend.
Fair enough. Yes, you'd miss all those things, for sure.
I would miss the entire world if I went there, because I was away from home for 6 years. That would be crazy.
Green grass. I would miss the way the air smells and all the sounds and such.
But who knows? They might actually be able to grow grass on Mars.
Yeah, maybe.
I would miss wearing t-shirts and shorts and being able to wear, like, those things outside where you can actually breathe air instead of wearing...
Oh, no, you could wear, like, clothes like this. You just need to have the air tank and helmet.
So, looks like the temperature on Mars is, like, about -65.
I would be freezing. I would put on, like, snowsuits and a helmet, except I will not wear a ginormous space suit.
Okay.
Just snowsuit, jacket, gloves.
It's important to look fashionable.
But really big metal boots.
Sure. Why not?
Because you have to stay down
with
no gravity.
It would definitely have less gravity, for sure, because it's farther away from the sun.
Except how exactly would you walk then?
The gravity is about the mass of the planet. So what is Mars' gravity? Let's find out. Mars' gravity compared to Earth is about 38% of the gravity of Earth. So it definitely would be, you'd be floating around a little bit. So you could jump.
So you have to have boots with metal on them.
Probably.
To stay down.
Or some sort of weight.
I would just put, like, boots with and chunks of metal onto the bottom, because if it was all metal boots, I don't know how I could walk.
Fair enough.
That would be pretty hard.
But it would be Everything would feel lighter, even if you do have clunky feeling boots. If they were clunky and big.
If you are clunky, it would be like.
Wee. But it would be less clunky on Mars. Wee. More floaty. Okay, you ready for another moon song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a classic. This one goes back to like grandma's time.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a moon. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's a moon. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarandelle. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore, la la la. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you ain't dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, oh, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love.
I heard a fella.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that is.
Bam, bam, bam. What all the time?
He says, mi amor.
My love?
Right. So, amore.
Bravo, bravo!
That was nice. It sounded like they were clapping for Willow's answer.
That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I have another song, or we can talk more about the moon.
Another song.
Okay. Wait, what were you going to say about the moon, though?
Anything. Maybe we could just talk about it. I don't know. We could talk about all sorts of things.
Another song.
About the moon, something hitting the moon hard enough that it causes it to come out of the orbit. Because right now the moon goes around the Earth. And if it gets hit by a big asteroid big enough, it could send the moon crashing towards the Earth, which would be kind of catastrophic.
Scary.
Fatal. For Earth. Yeah. It would burn up a bit in the atmosphere, but still.
It would still be a very, very big chunk that's going to wallop the Earth. And it would be a pretty big deal. But
if the moon hit the Earth, would it destroy the entire Earth?
Question. I don't know.
Maybe half of it.
It depends on it. I don't think if the Earth continued to rotate and stay in its orbit that it's in around the sun.
Yeah, but it might not. The moon might knock it out.
It could. It could possibly shift it out of its orbit and change our seasons. It could do all sorts of things, and that could have a pretty big impact on the Earth. And as well, it'd probably cause a huge dust cloud, which was what thought maybe one of the theories that ended
dinosaurs.
Entering one evolution of the dinosaurs was all this cloud of dust that went into the atmosphere, and it caused the Earth to be colder. And then the dinosaurs weren't used to it, and because it got cold so quickly, they couldn't adapt, and a lot of them
yum, died. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
So stuff like that. But who knows? Right now, though, scientists watch all the time. the sky. So they know if something's coming towards us, if the chances of it's going to hit something. Yum, they know yum, all this yum, yum. A long time before it comes near
yum,
us.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's somebody's, there's a bunch of people whose job is just to do that. Let's go into a song.
Okay, I'm probably going to finish
this. If the moon disappeared, then doesn't the moon, like, help the water or something?
Yeah, there's a lot. So any large mass has gravity. And so it's pulling, as the moon gets nearer to us in its orbit, then the moon it causes the water to shift.
Pulls and pushes the water.
Right, so then that's where we get our tides. Our tides come up and go down. And tides are any large body of water. It doesn't have to be the ocean, although that is a large body of water. It can be a really large lake, and you'll still have some tide. It's kind of cool.
One time when I was little, I forget where I went, but I went to this place with my friend Hunter, and we went to this place. It was like a lake, but the tide was down, and we were walking around in the mud, mm-hmm. and it was really fun. And then I fell down, and my butt got covered in mud, and I was stuck.
Oh, I know that feeling. Sometimes it's super, super sticky stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the tide goes out.
And I got stuck a couple times, I think.
Okay, let's do the song.
What would you like? Can you read it?
Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Time.
two, some that had the same amount as me.
I do.
We're having snacks here on the show. Paul's Bakery, we should really be sponsored by Paul's Bakery, really, for all the great snacks that we have here. We've had it twice in a row now. Thanks to Amanda and Nick. All right. That was Top Loader with Dancing in the Moonlight. People might remember that song from 1972 by King Harvest, which kind of made it sort of famous-ish. But then it was redone more recently by a band called Top Loader. All right, should we do another moon song and then go on to some numbers, being that today is the day of numeracy?
Yeah.
Do you want one more moon song, or should we go right at numbers?
One moon song.
Yeah, one for numbers. Okay, well, let's do moon, because it's a good song. You won't regret it.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the hole of the moon.
Water boys. So why are they called the water boys?
So you wanted to do gorillas?
Yeah. So we're gonna move on to numbers. There's a number song that the gorillas do, and it's called
19-2000.
Alright, this one's from Willow. She's gotta go to her dance class.
Soon.
Too fast, I'm fine, let Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I've got gorillas in a happy mood. Keep my groove on. Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine. Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine. Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine. There's a monkey in the jungle watching a bird patrol, caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose.
Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine. Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine. Get the cool, get the cool shoe shine.
There it is.
It's a good one. All right. Well, Willow's gone. She was able to watch most of that. So let's end things with a classic.
Oh, yeah. Sesame Street. Please 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the best song.
By what name?
Feist Sings.
Yeah.
3-4 monsters walking across the floor. I love counting, counting to the number 4. Oh, you're counting, counting with me to one less than 5 and one more than 3. Whoa, oh, oh. We're counting to 4. Whoa, oh, oh. Let's count some more. 1, 2, 3, 4 penguins that went by the door. Sure. I love counting, counting to the number 4. Oh, we're counting to 4. Oh, let's count some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, chickens just back from the shore. 1, 2, 3, 4, penguins that were by the door. 1, 2, 3, 4, monsters walking across the floor.
Bye, everybody. In the wait, are we going?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody. And the sponsor I want to thank is Smithers Brewing Company.
Okay. What show have we been listening to?
The Evoli Show.
Alright. And where do we? Just tell people when to meet. We got a fundraiser coming up.
We do.
Our membership trip. Next. Is it next week? June 2nd, no, I guess it's the weekend after that. But it's starts on the weekend. Gonna be lots of live shows, like your show. You can come in and do your show. And
oh yeah, people call in.
People call in, get their memberships. It's one of the ways we keep the station going. But and then we're gonna wrap it all up with a rock lottery where artists all gang up into different bands and sing. And this is the best part. 80s songs. It's gonna be a mess. Super cool. Yes. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.